right, you primitive screwheads. Listen up.
Guys, we have a code red.
You mean code red the hospital emergency alert, code red the computer worm, or code red the cherry flavored soft drink from makers of Mountain Dew?
One ring to rule them all.
One ring to find them.
Oh, Jesus.
One ring to bring them all.
And in the darkness, bind them.
Do you know what the problem is with you kids today? You guys think that all science fiction started in 1977 with Star Wars.
Where's my super suit?
What?
You tell me when I saw this woman!
What about movies like Forbidden Planet, The Day the Earth Stood Still, Solaris? What about Logan's Run? Did you ever see that?
No, it's probably some dumb sports movie anyways.
Sports movie?
Okay, we gotta put a spotlight on this geek stuff, man.
What the fuck are you bitches babbling about?
We need to bring this to the mainstream, to the people.
Wow, this is even better than I imagined.
We have to show the world that it ain't just about comics and toys.
I have to possess this comic.
Hey, I tried to teach you how to handle comics in the sixth grade, but oh no, you wanted to play Little League instead.
Looks like a really rich fourth grader lives here.
Look at this place, man.
Go look, he's got a billion toys.
I have a Mego Isis action figure.
Mighty Isis.
We're not about dressing up as Green Lantern.
How often does one see a beloved fictional character come to life?
Every year at Comic-Con.
And hoping for that one day, that one fracking day, for Cylons to bring us down impossible space-age future shit.
That's exactly what it's about.
Oh, really? Yeah, the shit ain't gonna work.
Oh, man! I'm still geeking out about it!
All right, look. There's only one return, okay? And it ain't of the king, it's of the Jedi.
Looks like we got more Lucas hounds here to mock Roddenberry.
You'll have to excuse him. He's not down with the trilogy.
There's only one trilogy, you fucking morons.
Oh, Star Wars geek.
Oh, I'm the geek? Look at you two whipping out your preciouses.
I'm gonna kick your ass back to the Shire if you don't shut your fucking mouth.
We're the stars of this piece of shit!
All right, guys, you have your mission. Go forth and wreak havoc.
I say we stay here and fight it out.
Come on, you fuckers think that just because a guy reads comics, he can't fight? Shit! I'll fucking
take all you want! Hello, sir.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I am ducky.
You're doing a lot of withholding today, I have to say.
I'm just ducky.
I'm just saying.
I didn't want to say happy.
I'm just saying.
I don't want to say excellent.
I have noticed that there's some stuff going on that you do not want to talk about with me, and it's hurtful. No, it's hurtful. I'm just saying it's hurtful.
Nothing going on.
This is Big Kev's Geek Stuff episode 207. The Man Without Fear. Doo-doo-doo.
That title makes me scared.
It should make you scared, because when you hear it, why we're calling it that, you will be pissed off. So, ugh.
Before we get to all of that,
right?
Don't forget you can check us out online at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes. We have our photo galleries. We have links to New York Comic Con, which we'll be talking about a little bit later on in the show.
We have live from Studio V.
We do have live from Studio V. For those of you who are contacting me about the problems with the contact form, I'm working diligently to resolve those issues.
What's the problem?
Some people were trying to submit like a contact, and they were getting an error that was like they couldn't. The form couldn't take more than one email per hour, and I don't know. I'm working with the hosting company along with some of our, you know, techie friends.
Anyone from Florida?
No one from Florida.
Oh.
No, I'm going local. Well, slightly. I'm going someone from New York.
I miss her. I haven't talked to her in a couple of days. And
I'm sorry.
Just saying. I think she's pissed at me for something.
Ooh, what'd you do?
I don't know.
What did you do, Ray?
I always think, like, that I'm not doing something, and then maybe it turns out that I do something, or I'm paranoid.
I'm going with paranoid.
I don't know.
I'm putting it out there.
I don't know.
It's a possibility.
It's a fragile relationship.
Fair enough.
It's very fragile.
All right.
And I treat it as such. And sometimes, you know, sometimes when you juggle in a Fabergé egg, you just kind of like you're in the rhythm. And it's like, da-da-da. You forget it's a Fabergé egg. And then you have to be like, oh. You know, you do kind of that awkward, oh, right, it's a Fabergé.
I almost dropped it.
Yeah. Exactly. So that's kind of how that's going.
Well, analogies to the side.
Yes. Did you give the phone number?
I did not, but I can. If you'd like to leave us a voicemail tonight and comment on anything that we have to talk to about on the show, you can give us a shout, 425-920-6050. It's the GVM line. Leave us your messages.
Geek stuff. What's in the news?
Chloe Moretz. She was Hit Girl.
No, it's Chloe something Moretz, isn't it? Chloe Grace Moretz.
Oh, is it? I don't know. I just saw Moretz. And what was it? She's in something else too, right?
Yeah, Let Me In.
Let Me In. Yeah, that's right. The scary, creepy
she's a vampire
movie. Yeah.
Apparently, it's her performance again, killer, and the movie is apparently very good also.
Well, she's also going to be stepping into the Dark Horse comic book adaptation of, or film adaptation of, Emily the Strange.
Really?
Now, I'm familiar with the character.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not familiar with the book. I've never actually read an issue of the book, I don't think.
Me either, but you know, the goth chicks really like it.
Oh, is that?
Emily is really popular with the goth girls. So, yeah, that'll be interesting. I can see that.
This is kind of like in that gitchy, niche comic book Scott Pilgrim world. Sort of, right?
What, Emily the Strange?
Yeah.
Like, I've never read it, so no, I don't know.
I don't mean like comparative story-wise, but I mean it's not like it's not really superhero-y. I don't think it's like really superhero-y.
No, it's I would say it's a lot more and again, this is completely
comedic
conjecture.
Life story kind of.
More like what you call it? What was the movie with that gave us Scarlett Johansson?
Oh, yes. Ghost World.
Ghost World.
Yes.
I'd say probably more like that.
Okay.
Maybe with a cartoonier edge. This is pure speculation.
Right, right.
Of course, if you know more about Emily the Strange, go over to the GVM, give us a call, and school us all in your Emily the Strange knowledge.
That new Spider-Man movie?
Yeah. Bagged. And done.
No, I wish. And that 21 Jump Street movie?
Yeah.
Both, I guess, are with Fox. Is that, I believe that is?
Probably, yeah. 21 Jump Street was a Fox.
Oh, I'm sorry, Sony.
Oh.
I think Sony has it. But maybe it's in conjunction with Fox.
Could be.
Either way, both of those movies right now are currently eyeing Emma Stone to portray roles in the film.
Now, who do they want Emma Stone for in Spider-Man?
Really? To me, as soon as I read it, I was like, that's the best casting choice I heard for this new Spider-Man movie I've heard so far. From Mary Jane.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
I think, in all honesty, I think she would be a very good... She'd be a better Ultimate Spider-Man, Mary Jane, than Kirsten Dunst was.
Hmm. Interesting. And what about, what was the other one?
I don't know, in 21 Jump Street, maybe some sort of romantic
interest
the girl is. To Jonah Hill, or the main character.
Jonah Hill, I think, is playing the...
He's...
The fat guy.
Yeah.
The, what's his name? I always forget. DeLuise.
Yes.
Peter DeLuise's part.
So, yeah.
I'm sure there was a Jump Street trick, or chick, rather.
I'm actually okay with her if they pick her for Mary Jane. I think that's actually a good casting choice.
Oh, we'll see. I heard that new movie, Easy A, I heard is a phenomenally funny movie. Yeah, so.
Well, she was good in Superbad.
She was. So, she was good in The House Bunny also.
Oh, I didn't see that one. That was with Anna Faris,
yes.
Right?
And was she in Zombieland?
Yes, she absolutely was in Zombieland.
So she's getting around. She's getting herself. You know what I find funny about her? And this is especially true in The House Bunny. Her delivery and her mannerisms sort of in that movie, she was kind of doing her best Jonah Hill impression, I thought, which I thought is very funny. So though I didn't think that in Zombieland so much. And I haven't seen Easy A yet, but... when I do, I will see if that theory holds up or that was a one-time thing for the House Bunny.
Kate Beckinsale is coming back for Underworld 4. She will be reprising the role of Celine.
So clearly she has no other work.
I guess. I mean, I don't think I've heard her name tossed around in a little bit.
She wasn't in 3,
right,
which was
Rise of the
Lycans. That was Rhona Mitra, I think. Who was the female lead in that one,
yes.
If I'm not mistaken. Who, by the way, is hot. What?
Now, did Rhona Mitra she didn't play Beckinsale's character, though, right?
No,
she was different character.
Yeah, I think she was a different character. I think. But she was hot. That is certain. What was that movie she did? What was that British movie? It was like 28 Days Later meets The Road Warrior. What's it called? Armageddon? Something like that.
Oh,
they had the area roped off because of
it. Was it Vacancy?
No. Keep reading.
We're talking about Kate Beckinsale,
Rhona,
right?
Rhona Mitra. Oh, Rhona Mitra. Sir. I'm looking at Beckinsale. Kate Beckinsale. Sorry. We are past her. We're on to hot Rhona Mitra.
Sorry.
I believe it was Armageddon.
Let's see. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, da. She also did several, an entire season, actually.
Doomsday?
Doomsday. That's it. Thank you. Doomsday, which I thought was a great British sort of undergroundish movie, which I really enjoyed. She also did a season of Nip Tuck.
Yep. She was also on Skinwalkers.
Uh-huh.
Or in Skinwalkers. She's also on SGU.
Is she?
Yep. And she's on the new show, The Gates.
Okay. So. Oh, yes, The Gates. Yeah, I remember seeing her in the promos for that. That woman is hot.
She's pretty attractive.
I mean, she's no Deborah Ann Woll, but...
She's no Kate Beckinsale.
Well,
I think Kate Beckinsale is a lovely
Kate Beckinsale is a good-looking woman.
She is a
good-looking
woman.
No Deborah Ann Woll, I have to say.
All right.
I'm just saying.
All right, fair enough. Superman.
Doo-doo-doo.
The man without... I don't care.
A movie. Hopefully.
Apparently, there are 4 names I'm hearing tossed around to direct this newest installation.
Okay, I'll tell you what I heard.
Okay.
I heard Nolan's brother.
Yes.
Chris Nolan's brother? Is that one of them?
That is not one of them, no.
Oh, okay. Because I had heard that. All right, who do you got?
Zack Snyder.
Okay.
Tony Scott.
Okay.
Matt Reeves, who just directed Let Me In.
Okay.
And I'm also hearing Darren Aronofsky.
Well, you don't really have a losing choice there, really. On the weekend, I'd say Tony Scott. On the strong end, I'd say...
Snyder or Aronofsky, really.
I would say Snyder.
Yeah, I mean...
It's not cerebral.
Yeah,
it's
Aronofsky would be a tough choice. Maybe if you're not going to do... I'm trying to think if you could do... Maybe if you did Brainiac.
Aronofsky would have been a killer director. Aronofsky... I mean, I don't know how you feel about this. Aronofsky could be the heir apparent to the Batman franchise if Nolan leaves directing and they decide to do more movies. I could see Aronofsky doing that before I could see him doing Superman. But
yeah.
Snyder, I think, is a strong choice for Superman.
You know, but I don't know. Superman is too clean for Snyder.
Maybe.
Do you know what I mean? Like, think of everything that Snyder's done.
Yeah.
It's definitely gritty, visceral.
We don't know what his take will be on Superman.
Certainly we don't, but historically speaking, Superman is clearly the light to Batman's darkness.
What if everything else around Superman is gritty and visceral and Supes ain't?
Yeah, I mean, I guess. I'm not saying it's impossible. I'm just saying that it's...
Right.
That I don't know that I see Snyder in there.
But Aronofsky, didn't Aronofsky do... What was that? Requiem for a Dream? Wasn't that Aronofsky?
Oh, yeah. Well, look, he... It's not like he's exactly lighthearted and bubbly. And look, I mean... And really, Matt Reeves, Let Me In, not exactly lighthearted and bubbly.
Yeah, exactly.
So clearly there's a take
here that we
don't know.
You don't have really a lighthearted and bubbly bunch of guys. So.
Yeah, I mean, clearly the take is, I mean, maybe the people that they're looking at is a good indication of the direction they want to take the movie. Maybe they want to take it down some dark path. Maybe that would make it good. And I don't know. I'm not holding my breath. But I think Snyder's probably... not really a good viable choice. He seems to have his plate full. Got Sucker Punch. He's working on Xerxes.
Right.
So Superman, and I'm thinking Superman's going to start soonish. So speaking of Chris Nolan, I think we got the official studio word that he's fully tied to the project and it begins filming in May, the next Batman movie.
We already didn't we already have that information?
I think everybody's been assuming it's Nolan. I think Nolan hinted at it, but I think the studio made an official announcement that it is Nolan and that filming is set to begin May of 2011, which I don't think is going to make a 2011 release. I think we're looking at 2012.
I thought we had, didn't we establish?
I think last time, I think we said maybe 2011 or 2012, but I think if they're not going to begin filming until May,
right?
I think 2011 is kind of tough. I mean, well, unless you shoot for Christmas time, but.
We kind of, we should be starting to hear word on casting then, if that's the case.
Oh, certainly.
I'm going to say this now. I want to go on the record as saying, in the role of Batman, Christian Bale. That's what I'm thinking. I'm predicting that here.
Okay. All right. I think that's
We'll see if I'm right. We'll see if I'm right.
I think that's probably a good choice.
I'm just saying we'll see if I'm right.
All right. Josh Holloway.
I heard about this today.
Mission Impossible?
Yes.
Yeah, that's...
And Jeremy Renner as well.
Yeah, that's... I'm okay with that. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
I think Holloway is a really good... I think Holloway's actually a really good actor. And he needs to do a couple of really good roles.
Well, why don't you...
So that he eventually can play Green Arrow.
Why don't you... Right.
Because him with the Sawyer hair, right?
As Green Arrow?
Year one Green Arrow with the hood. And even him when he has the short hair and he's a little cleaned up, I don't think he'd make a bad Ollie. I'm just putting it out there. I think Josh Holloway...
That's interesting.
I think... Treated the right way with a really good script, that's your Green Arrow. I'm putting it out there.
Interesting. I was going to mock you by suggesting that you rattle off some of his credits, but then you threw an interesting curve at me, so you're spared my mocking.
Nice. All right. Mark Ruffalo.
Yes, the Incredible Dull.
Did you hear this?
I mean Hulk.
Did you hear this?
No, what?
He's
backing out.
Unlike the previous Hulks.
Is this a quote?
No, it's going to be a motion capture Hulk, as opposed to
I thought they
CGI.
I thought they motion captured Norton.
I don't
Norton.
Think they did.
Oh, I thought they did, sir.
I don't think that they did. I could be wrong. But yeah, they're definitely going to motion capture him, and I still don't care. Nope. I care about the Avengers movie. I just don't care about Mark Ruffalo in the role.
Nobody cares about Mark Buffalo.
In the Incredible Hulk.
Whatever his name is.
All right, now we have to eat crow, the two of us, to
say
take
sure?
back things that we had previously spilled out as fact.
Okay.
Brad Pitt will not be portraying Moriarty in the Sherlock Holmes film.
Wow, what happened?
Jared Harris has been cast in the role of Moriarty.
Who's Jared Harris?
The most recent thing that I know him from is Fringe, but you don't watch Fringe. So
neither do most people. So do you have something that someone's heard of?
What do you mean? It's in its third season.
Nobody's watching.
No, you're right. Clearly. Again, you have no opinion if you
nobody's
don't watch
watching.
Movies. Let's see.
It's on the fringe of cancellation.
He was in The Curious Case of Benjamin Button.
Okay.
He was in
with Brad Pitt.
Yep. He was in Lady in the Water as a bit part. I know him most. He was in Resident Evil Apocalypse. I know him most right now from Fringe.
Okay.
But you would know him if you saw him. I think if you saw his face, you would know who he was.
Well, actually, you can see his face over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com in the photo gallery for episode 207. Or if you're listening to us on your iPad, your iPhone, your iTouch, your iMac, QuickTime, or iTunes, you can see some of the images pop up in the picture portion of those devices right as we're talking about it. So some people are privy to see what he looks like now, and others will be privy later when they go to the website, BigKevsGeekStuff.com.
All right, and I only have one more story, and then I think you might have one, right?
Yep.
And this is the story of the week.
Okay.
I mean.
Bigger than mine? I don't know,
no,
sir.
No. I'm going to say it's the story of the week on the internet. Yours is the story of the week on the show, clearly.
Right.
Confirmation that beginning in 2012, Star Wars Episode I, The Phantom Menace.
Oh, yeah.
In 3D. With one a year for 6 years, I guess it is. Is that what it is? Is it one a year?
Probably.
Yeah, it's starting in 2012. They're starting with The Phantom Menace. And then they're going to go through all six of them.
Well, we knew this was coming.
Yeah, people are talking about this week like it's the oh my God, oh my, ridiculous. Haven't we been saying for like 2 years now that Lucas hinted that he's been working on converting these to 3D? Like
I thought he flat out said it.
Yeah, I'm not really treating this as news so much as it's a resurfacing of a story that most people are groaning about. It's just going to be another chance to see the shitty versions of the good movies because he's not doing the original theatrical
and
releases.
The shitty versions of the shitty movies?
Yeah, I mean, look, don't get me wrong. In all likelihood, I will be seeing, I'm going to say 4 out of the 6.
Come on. Just do it all. Have an experience. I'm going to every one, even Phantom Menace.
I may skip Menace. We'll see how I feel in May of 2012.
The Phantom Menace, as terrible a movie as it was, it had moments. But, you know, lightsaber duel in 3D, sir?
I know.
Duel of Fate, sir?
I know. I definitely want to see, you know, the original three. I definitely want to see... Actually, in all honesty, I think Attack of the Clones would be really good too.
Yeah, exactly.
In 3D. I mean, I know everybody's kind of groaning about it, and I'm gonna bitch about it too. But I'm willing to admit that, like most Star Wars fanboys, I'm gonna go. You know, Menace is the only one that I'm a little hesitant on, but the other five, there's no doubt that I'm gonna miss the opportunity.
Now let me ask you a question.
Sure.
How many years do you think we're going to have to wait before they release the 3D versions for home theaters?
Well, I'm thinking that you're going to get one a year for 6 years.
In the theater?
Yeah, and I'm thinking one disc a year for 6 years as well for home.
But starting when? A decade from
now?
No.
I think starting in 2012.
Oh, really?
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
Because he's going to bank on the money. He'll do one a year, and then when all six are done, he'll put out another definitive set. That'll be the right span to release stars. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Did they?
Six. If you include VHS, I've got to have 7. Got to have 7 different versions of the original trilogy.
Like, I think I have 5 different DVD versions.
It's like,
some legal,
it's ridiculous.
Some not.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Do we know, by the way, was there absolute confirmation that they would be releasing the Star Wars as a set on Blu-ray, or are they coming individual?
You know, I really glanced over that whole story so quickly. I don't know, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So my guess is maybe 2 sets is what I'm thinking. 2 3-disc sets to fuck you.
We've been talking a lot about, well, not a lot, but we've been mentioning that Daredevil has been going through a lot of stuff in his book.
This is correct.
And in an issue upcoming, there will be a culmination of events which will lead to, according to G4's Attack of the Show, which, by the way...
Very reputable source.
Yeah, it pains me. It pains me that they released this information on G4, but not to comic sites and other things. Just shows you what a bunch of suckholes are running Marvel.
Wow, a little out there.
The Black Panther will take Daredevil's place as the new man without fear. Thus the title of this episode, Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 207, The Man Without Fear. Starting in December, the book will be renamed Black Panther, The Man Without Fear, and it will continue Daredevil's numbering 513.
Okay.
And it'll be written by David Liss and illustrated by friend of the show, Francesco Franciaviglia.
Well, we like that.
Now, the rest of it is that they don't know what's going on with Matt Murdock. Okay. None of us are supposed to know. However, perhaps when Daredevil Reborn comes in January...
No.
With Andy Dingle and David Giant Felis.
It's very sad.
Gian Felici comes, we'll get the answers. Now, if this seems vaguely familiar to you, with the exception of the title change, this is exactly what they've done to Batman in the last year.
Okay. So this is, all right. All right. So this is Marvel trying to follow closely in the footsteps of...
Oh, no, sir. They're just keeping up with the Joneses.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yes. That's what Joe Quesada will tell you. That's why they copy, and rip off event structures. Oh, yeah. It's because they're keeping up with the Joneses. Listen to me. If anyone from Marvel Comics actually listens to this program, I want you to go into your boss's office. That'd be Joe Quesada. And if he's not your boss, go to his office anyway, Joe Quesada. And just walk in there and say, Big Kev says you're a giant suckhole douchebag for what you're doing to Daredevil. Daredevil has been free, more or less, of these shenanigans for years. And now they're dragging Daredevil into this mess.
I know. It's a shame. You wanted him to stay pure.
And he's just not.
They're just going to decimate his corpse.
Yep, exactly. They're going to rape it. And then they're going to bring him back to life so he can deal with the raping.
A little salve.
Unbelievable. Yeah, a lot of salve.
a little.
No, because Joe's
a
big...
rub it in there?
Joe's a big dick, so it's probably a lot of salve.
A lot of salve.
Oof. Unbelievable. I love that book because they've never screwed with it. And I find the storyline right now a little questionable myself personally, and that's fine. But to have a resolution where Black Panther, really? Black Panther is who you come up with to take over for Daredevil? An African warlord king, T'Challa, is going to run Hell's Kitchen?
And then the little furry things.
Come on. Yeah, exactly. Ugh, it's just so dumb. How about Moon Knight? Hello?
Oh, Moon Knight would have been good.
Stupid asses worked. At Marvel. They're just dumb. They're dumb over there. Well, they run amok. They don't give a crap what anybody thinks.
Someone is not does not have a strong enough leash on them is probably what the issue is.
And with that, let's take our first break, and we'll be right back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 207, The Man Without Fear.
Hey, this is OG. Big Kev's Geek Stuff reaches tons of listeners each month across multiple platforms, and now so can you. If you're trying to reach the geek community, Big Kev's Geek Stuff offers some great advertising opportunities for your products or services at great rates. You won't find a better way to reach your target market than through advertising with Big Kev's Geek Stuff. So head over to BigKev'sGeekStuff.com and click on the advertising link and start reaching potential new buyers immediately.
Wow, with all the flair and delivery of a corpse.
Hey, this is Yvonne Craig, TV's Batgirl, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Hello, fellas. This is Tom again, a.k.a. On a Box on Twitter. I was curious. I've been thinking about this a lot. What your thoughts were on all the rehashing of all the different 80s movies. I know you've touched on individual ones, but I just meant as a whole, the whole trend that they seem to be revisiting all these movies, sometimes needlessly, sometimes doing a good job. And I know it may not sound like it, but what do you think it's how it's affecting the comic book movies, meaning a lot of people aren't finding interest. Like, my opinion is I don't think a lot of people are finding interest in the rehashes and going for the comic book movies or vice versa. Thoughts, comments? Talk to you later. Bye.
Well, it's probably a simple answer to that, and that is apparently the 80s are now cool.
Yeah, I'm not sure when that happened exactly.
I don't know either.
Let's take this in two parts.
Okay.
Let's take this in what do we think about the movement? And then we'll take it in how it's affecting comic book movies.
Well, we don't agree with the movement because enough with the copying, get some original ideas.
Right. And like he said, I think have there been any really good redos of an 80s movie? I can't think of a redo of an 80s movie that has been good.
Well, can we're not considering Predators, right? No, that wasn't a redo.
Well, was Predators 80s or 90s, though?
80s, sir.
Was it the first Predator? Okay, yes, sir. But that's not really a redo. That's a sequel.
I was thinking, so.
I mean, but certainly it's rehashing the character. I guess you could do... But what about like Friday the 13th and stuff? Those were all the 90s, weren't they? Friday the 13th, Nightmare on Elm Street?
80s, sir. All really? 80s. Yes, sir.
I thought they were the 90s.
Friday the 13th was like 1981 or 80 even, the first one. And Nightmare on Elm Street was 84.
Yeah, you're right. Nightmare on Elm Street was 84.
Uh-huh.
And let's see. What did you say on Friday the 13th?
I'm a little shocked that I'm right there. I'm a little offended.
No, it's not that I'm shocked. I just thought it was later than that.
Friday the 13th. I'm saying 1979 or 1980.
1980 was the first one.
I said 1980 first.
Okay, so we have two horror films.
Yep.
Both of which did not really hold up. Throw those out the window. Right? New Nightmare was not very good, or whatever. The New Nightmare on Elm Street was not very good.
I didn't see it, so I can't comment on it.
And the new Friday the 13th
Which I did see, and I liked it a lot. But for me, those original movies are always going to have a special place.
I like Dawn of the Dead. That was 80s, right? The original was in the 80s?
The original, was that 80s or 70s? That might have been the late 70s.
Well, no, because Dawn was the third one, right? Or was Dawn the second one?
I don't remember. You're asking me to keep track of movies that I don't necessarily watch.
Oh, no, 78 was
thank
the first
you.
One. And then 2004
thank
was
thank
the
you. Thank you. Thank
so
you very
I'm
much.
Trying to think of another 80s movie that was really rehashed. I don't know that there... I mean, I'm sure there are, but...
Well, and also in this program, we've been talking about a ton of remakes they want to do, or like Red Dawn.
Right, Red Dawn, which is coming out.
Like Escape from New York.
Right, which they're talking about.
Was rumored, and a whole bunch of them.
And
so.
What was the other... Commando.
Yeah, exactly.
Right, which they're talking about. Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot on the horizon, more than there are ones that have actually come out. And I know we're missing some, and someone's going to complain, but I think...
And you know where to complain about OG's lack of knowledge? Over at the GVM line, 425-920-6050.
So I think overall our opinion is that it's not good. Bring us something original.
Right.
Or at least do, at least if you're going to rehash the character, give us a solid sequel. Give us what we're hoping Tron Legacy to be.
Right, exactly.
All right? And I say hoping because it's not out yet. And
yeah.
Even though we're anticipating it's going to be awesome, there's always the chance.
Well, that's true.
All right?
Regrettably.
Now, how it affects comic book movies? I don't think it affects comic book movies, to be honest with you. I think that they might share an audience, but I don't think it affects comic book movies because, although we're at a point right now where there's certainly market saturation,
I'm trying to think if I can think of a nationally released superhero movie in the 80s other than Batman.
What about the original Punisher?
Was not in the 80s.
So that was in the 90s?
Yes, sir.
Okay. What about...
you're going to hope, aren't you?
TikTok.
Actually, Punisher was 89, but 90s.
No, if it was 89, it was 89. You mean the Dolph Lundgren one?
Yeah.
Dolph Lundgren Punisher did not have a national release, sir.
You mean an international release?
No, a national release.
How did it come out?
It went to... It was a limited run.
Oh, really?
I think so. I think. Batman did it even get a run, or did it go to direct-to-video?
Batman is the only one that I can think of.
Okay.
I don't know. There wasn't a Spider-Man. Wasn't... There certainly were no other Marvel characters. I mean...
Nope.
No, I think Batman really is the only one.
Exactly.
So... again, I don't know that it affects them so much.
I don't think it affects them.
I think the only thing that affects comic book movies at this point in time is bad comic book movies.
Right.
You know, I think that the market is saturated, and so the good ones are having a harder time keeping up with all of the other horse shit that's out there.
Right.
But so I hope that answers your question.
I hope so too.
And of course, we encourage all of you to call in with your questions, comments, concerns, why you love us, why you hate us, etc.
Over at the GVM line.
That's right. 425-920-6050.
Geek Stuff. DVD News.
The winner this week of the More Releases Than Is Necessary Award.
Winner.
goes to Iron Man 2 with four versions on DVD this week.
Big surprise.
Iron Man, the three-disc Blu-ray combo digital copy pack. There's Iron Man, the single-disc Blu-ray. There's Iron Man 2, the single-disc DVD. And Iron Man 2, the two-disc special edition DVD. So Iron Man 2, clearly out this week. I haven't picked my copy up yet, although I hear that there are some awesome special features on it. So that's definitely something you're going to want to check out. Some special, like, shield features. And
ooh.
Some, like, bonus material.
Yeah, a lot of stuff. Apparently more stuff about Avengers and Thor.
Yeah, yeah. I think they're kind of using it as a marketing campaign. So definitely something to check out. Definitely want to grab that this week. Also out this week, Get Him to the Greek, starring Jonah Hill and Russell Brand. If you're a fan of Forgetting Sarah Marshall.
Well, that's the character that Russell Brand's character, right.
But not Jonah Hill's character,
right?
Although I hear the movie was really funny. I don't know that I'm going to run out and buy it, but certainly I'll Netflix it when it becomes available. Also out this week, Scrubs, the complete ninth and final season, which is a lie, but that is out on DVD this week. I say it's a lie because then they did that horseshit show for half a season, the college years or whatever it was. Family Guy, Partial Terms of Endearment, the banned from TV episode. Is this the Lois has an abortion episode? Is that what it is? Something like that, yeah. So clearly I'm going to want to own this because I own all the other Family Guy stuff.
Right.
And I want to check that out.
And also, isn't Box of Butters or something?
Yes, Box of Butters came out this week, which is a South Park All Butters box set. That I'm absolutely picking up because I'm a Butters fan and I don't buy the individual seasons, so...
Professor, what I'm calling
the second release of the week, the second best release of the week.
Uh-huh.
Superman Batman Apocalypse, out on DVD this week. That's the DC, the next
the
DC
new
animated
one.
Feature.
Oh.
Which in this series, or in this DVD, the Green Arrow short included. So you can
voiced by Josh Holloway.
Yeah, I wish. No. Oh, also the Cleveland Show season one came out this week, so I can go and grab that as well.
Plenty of DVDs to check out.
Geek stuff. Comic news.
Smell that? That's the smell of new comic books.
Comics.
Yay.
To check out this week. We have only a couple, of course, because there ain't a lot of great stuff happening out there. I'm telling you, I'm getting a little disappointed, a little scared. I did pick up Captain America 610, which features Cap facing off with Baron Zemo, the third or second or whichever one he is, and a backup Nomad story also in this issue. Cap's really good. I like Cap. I think it's a good book, which means inevitably they're going to screw it up. So enjoy it while you can. Batman Detective Comics 869, featuring the art of Scott McDaniel, who is terrific, writing by David Hine. This continues the sort of return of Bruce Wayne, if you will. Features the Joker, of course, which is a clue that everybody should be checking.
Sure.
So there's that. And finally, in the regular comic section this week, it's Kato number 4 from our friends over at Dynamite. This is the fourth issue of the Kato story that is based on the Kevin Smith characters. So it's the girl Kato.
Great. Yes. Or Green Hornet. Stuff.
Yeah, I know. You have such a problem with Green Hornet. I know, because they haven't traded it yet, you cheap bastard. From Vertigo, it is American Vampire, Volume 1, hardcover.
Well, that's nice.
Yes. And this book, we've been talking about this book for quite a long time, and I'm so excited that OG will actually get to read it now.
No, I've been reading that one.
Yes, I know.
I broke the rules.
I was mocking.
Oh. I broke the rules, though.
This one's going to run you $25, which is perfectly fine. I believe it collects the first 5 issues of the series and features a new introduction by Stephen King, who has also been working on this project.
Ooh, so there might be incentive for me to actually pick this up, is what you're saying.
Yes. I tried to warn you, sir.
You're a bastard.
And I think that's it in comics this week.
Geek stuff. Product reviews.
Product.
Yes.
We got one big one to talk about, and then OG has a bunch of
yeah, and then we have like our latest field things. Trip slash product type things to go into after that.
Uh-huh. I picked this one up, and I'm very excited about it. It's from our friends over at Funko, who you can check out at Funko.com. And what this is this is the Stormtrooper lamp slash alarm clock.
That is an odd combination of things.
It is. And as you can see, it's sort of a lamp shape Stormtrooper.
I kind of dig it.
And the shade is the helmet. And the, you know, the rest of the body is the lamp area. And then right in the middle of his chest, there's a little digital clock area.
They needed to figure out a way to work a, an MP3 player. Into
oh, sir. You can plug the MP3 player in the back.
Ah, see?
So there you go.
It is.
So you can wake up to the Imperial theme every day if you wanted.
Aw, yay.
I guess. Actually, I don't know if it works that way, per se. It does have a nice, easy-to-read display and alarm clock. And Stormtrooper, not the only one. Also, Boba Fett and Darth Vader.
Oh, I need Vader.
Lamps. Oh, the Vader one was very cool, sir. So,
damn.
Yeah. So, there it is. Gonna run you. Now, this one's a little... I want to say this one's maybe, what, 40, 50 bucks?
Oh, that's not... That's not completely terrible.
No, it's a solid piece. It's very nice. I think it's well worth the money. It's not tiny either. Thing's got to be, what, 2 feet? Maybe foot and a half. Maybe thereabouts. And, yeah, it's a nice item. Great item for your collection. Great curiosity for wherever you keep your collection, of course. To check out information on this... or others of their products. Again, you can go to Funko.com, Funko.com. And OG, what do you got over there?
Well, last episode, we talked about our next field trip. And so this is going to be like product slash field trip talk right
okay.
now. And we said we were going to My Plastic Heart.
Yes.
In Manhattan. And we were going to the Chris Reiniak show. And we did that. And we have some stuff to talk about from there and just the field trip in general.
Right.
We went in with a friend of the show, Rob, and we also met up with Eric from Argonaut Resins.
By the way, any phone calls from Eric from Argonaut Resins?
No phone calls.
Okay, just check.
No phone calls from Argonaut Resins. However, he said that if you kept on busting his chops, he was going to take that Stormtrooper back. I'm just saying.
Wow. Is that what he said?
I'm just saying.
So you know, he gave me a gift.
You know, he's got a little leverage on you, I think. I'm putting it out there. I think you should let the man work, and I promise he will deliver.
Okay.
You know, we'll talk about more about him later, but we got to check out his studio, which is really awesome. Some
right.
of the stuff he's got going on, and I think there's a picture of us over there. Probably you're looking at that now.
Right, or you can check it out and, over at the Image Gallery.
I think we're
going
to probably go back there with Production Tim at
to
some
the
studio?
Point, right? Oh, yeah, we are going
to
do that.
We're
going
to do a whole piece over there, and we'll show you guys a little bit what goes on over there and how he does his thing.
And he did have a Stormtrooper, an old Kyoto Stormtrooper kit there, and I liked it. And he said, here, Kev, you can have it. And now he wants to use that as leverage for not busting his chops?
Because you're an ass. So he wants to take it back. I can't blame him.
That's very interesting. I'd like to see that occur.
And
for the record, I will keep busting his chops until I see on a website, including our own, just like other people have done, I don't want to mention names, drill one, who has an entire thing on his website showing what he's bringing, telling when he's going to be there, say, check out our website. Do we have any of that on the Argonauts resin website?
I think that he's working on getting that all done.
Oh, he is he?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hold my breath waiting.
Although, we are included now in the My Plastic Hearts listing.
Oh, yeah?
On their website, they have a whole blog of all the people that are going to be in the cult yard.
Right.
Which is that whole vinyl section.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also put us in there because we're going to have some people that are involved.
Right.
In that world. Right. So thank you to them again.
Yes.
But of course, after leaving the studio, after leaving Hoboken, we made our way into the city and we made it over to Chris's show.
Uh-huh.
And gotta say,
couldn't be a nicer guy.
First of all, fan of the show.
Yes.
Second of all, very nice guy, very talented man. I mean, you guys are looking at some of his art pieces now, some of the pieces he had on display there. I mean, the guy is just
killer.
Just insanely talented.
Yes.
And In fact,
I think if I remember correctly, he promised to do a moot just for me.
Oh, really?
That's what I recall.
I don't remember that conversation.
I recall discussing that I like blue is my favorite color and how much I like the moots and how he was going to do one especially designed just for me.
I think if he's listening right now, he's probably laughing at you.
I don't think so.
I'm just putting it out there.
I'm telling you that's what I recall. What is his website, by the way? Does he have a website?
Yeah, it's actually just chrisraniak.com. I'll post that. I'll post that.
Try spelling that one.
RYNIAK. All right.
No.
Yes, RYNIAK.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Seems awkward.
I'll post that on the website, though, in the show notes.
Couldn't be a nicer guy. I was also selling his book.
Yep, I picked up a copy of his book. He did a nice little sketch for me in the book and personalized it. So,
what was the book called?
Shadows in the Periphery, The Extraordinary Art of Chris Reiniak, a collection from 2005 through 2009.
Oh, extraordinary, is it?
Extraordinary.
Hmm.
So it was a great show. And, you know, we met a lot of some of those people we knew already, but we got to hang out with a lot of friends.
Sure,
at night.
Yeah, we talked to a lot
Simeon
of people.
From Art Hustle, the card series, he was out over there. Sucklord was over there. We talked to him.
Yes.
I saw Andrew Bell over there, although I didn't get a chance to talk to him. Lou Pimentel was over there.
Is that Autograph Bot?
No, that's Steve Tarkowski. He was over there. No, Andrew Bell does, he's Ono Sushi.
Oh, that's right.
He was there that night. Steve Tarkowski was there that night. Lou Pimentel was there that night. We saw a lot of friends. A
lot of stars.
Yeah, a lot of, they're friends of the show.
And then you, because it was turning 7, 8 o'clock, you had to leave. And Rob and I went over to Toy Tokyo for some other artists.
You went over there for the Ron English
show.
Can I just be honest with you?
Yeah.
I hate that guy.
He had one piece that I really liked.
His art, like when I look at his art, the only word I can think to describe that guy's art is man. You know what I mean? It's like in your face, political, pop culture mumbo jumbo.
I don't know.
I mean, look, I know there are some fans. They love it. Thumbs up. I just don't. I'm not a big fan.
Okay. That's fair.
The Lucy piece. Did you see the Lucy piece?
No, it was all.
With the Snoopy bra?
No, it was all based on, like Godfather.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
They had one piece that I really liked there. I think regrettably I don't have a picture of it. But it was like the Corleone olive oil.
Okay.
Like it was like an ad for Corleone olive oil, and it was really, really cool. I really liked that one a lot.
All right.
And the tagline was like, a meal you'll never, never regret, right, or something. What's the line from that movie? Can't refuse. Something like that. Yeah,
I'll make him an offer he can't refuse.
Yeah, something like that. Make you a meal you can't refuse. I don't know. Whatever it was. It was very funny. Very well done. And not like any of his other art, which may be why it was my favorite piece. I'm not sure. But we checked out Toy Tokyo, of course, also. And a lot of stuff to be seen over there at Toy Tokyo. Bit more on the pricey side, bit more on the ridiculous side in some cases. I prefer My Plastic Heart, the home of designer toys for this program. But that's just me and my personal thing. When you have a store, you can do whatever you want with it, and I agree with that, and that's fine. But if you're going to sell $2 Star Wars figures, $2 Star Wars figures,
right,
for $20,
there's a problem.
You're just taking up peg space.
I hear you.
And you're dumb.
I hear you.
And that's the kind of New York sort of nonsense that I witnessed there, unfortunately.
One of the things we forgot to mention was last week a surprise release by Kid Robot was the Dunny two-tone series that came out, and I picked up a couple of those. And the Doc A again, it's a home run out of the ballpark,
right,
for that series.
Did you get me one?
I barely was able to get myself one, and I had to go to eBay. So
I scored you something that night.
Yeah, I pulled the Huck Gee that night,
right?
Which I liked, but I wasn't married to, and I sold it to a guy who writes reviews for Tomopop, maybe.
Maybe, but he only needed the one for his.
He only needed
set.
The Huck to finish his line.
Yeah,
and I got $30 for it.
Nice.
Which I then used to purchase my Doc A.
I got $30 for
it. Which I then used to purchase my Doc A on eBay the next day.
Right.
So
nice.
There it is. So,
nice.
Yeah, I mean, again, another great field trip out there. I don't think they have another show probably for another month. So we'll probably go out there for whatever that show is, just because it's always a good time.
Sure, and we'll see them at New York Comic Con.
Yeah, they're going to have a big booth over in my courtyard. And if you actually go over to My Plastic Heart, their blog, they have a full listing of who's going to be at their booth.
Is it MyPlasticHeart.com?
It is MyPlasticHeart.com.
So check them out over there at the website.
Yeah, I'll post
website.
A link to their New York Comic Con information, because I have that as well, and you'll see us listed.
Wonderful.
So yeah, I think that's it.
And with that, we'll take our final break on Big Kev's Geek Stuff, episode 207, The Man Without Fear. Matt, you have to check out our latest sponsor, In His Likeness.
In His Likeness is a non-denominational view of the gods and how they view us. With pot shots at pop culture, geekdom, and good versus evil, over 250 strips about dots can't be wrong.
Yeah, they're really funny too. Kind of just a bunch of weird dots, but they have their own sort of little universe, and I think they're really funny.
You can check them out at inhislikeness.com.
Wait, that was mine.
I know, but you threw off the flow. With
why aren't you doing some sort of riff thing? Told me to riff, I riffed.
Yeah, but we don't have anything else to say now other than it's updated and when the
website
is.
You have an opinion.
It's not an opinion piece. It's a ad.
Fine. You can check out In His Likeness at inhislikeness.com, conveniently. And it's updated 3 times a week, Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. Inhislikeness.com.
Rosario Dawson from Clerks 2, and you're listening to Big Kev's Geek Stuff.
Geek Stuff is wrapping up.
And we are back with Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast, episode 207, The Man Without Fear, although we are scared.
OG, before we talk about what we talked about on this episode today, we had a contest.
We did.
And the contest was to name episode 206.
Right.
And we of the many, many entries we got,
yes,
we actually whittled it down to one
yes,
winner. And let's play that one right now.
Hello, this is Jeff from New Mexico again. And you were looking for the contest for the name that episode. And I'm going to go with Doesn't Get It Guy on the 310 to Yuma, or To Tweet or Not to Tweet, OG and his Feel Bads. Guys, you have a good one. Take it easy. Talk to you later. Bye.
Now, why that's funny is because the previous contest, Scott, was it?
Jeff.
Jeff was the...
Doesn't get a guy. So he's making fun of himself.
Right. Which is always funny.
So, which is good. And it's a shot at redemption.
Right.
So this is good.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get the 310 to Yuma part.
He's like, isn't Yuma, New Mexico?
Oh, I don't. Is it? Oh, maybe. Know. Oh, maybe. Maybe that's what it is.
I don't know.
Oh,
but
maybe that's what it is.
But it was very funny sounding, and it was from the guy who suggested the Brat Pack for Expendables characters. So we gave it to Jeff. Jeff,
and he made fun of me. So
that's,
you know,
true.
That's always a winner.
Jeff, congratulations! We're going to be sending you a fabulous prize package. Please call the GVM, or actually, more preferably, send your information to geekstuffog@gmail.com. That's geekstuffog@gmail.com. And don't forget to open those letters up with, "Hey, Kev."
If you start your letter with, "Hey," ask anybody who emailed me this week or tweeted me.
Oh.
I deleted all of them.
Did you get a
few? Or ignored them. I got a couple, and I ignored all of them.
Really?
Speaking of contests, I don't think we have a contest for this week, so we're going to
reset
and we'll pick one next week.
Yes.
But
uh-huh.
For those of you who listen to us live, we are going to be live.
Live.
On SiriusXM.
For real live, not taped.
No, for real live. We'll be broadcasting live for SiriusXM, Sirius 197, XM 202.
Correct.
Saturday night of New York Comic Con. So
correct.
That is the 9th, I believe.
Correct.
And that night, to two lucky callers, we're going to be giving away, amongst maybe some other things,
oh,
but
I
definitely
think we'll
for
have
sure.
Other, we'll definitely have other things.
We're going to be giving away two copies of SGU Season 1.
Stargate Universe Series 1.
On Blu-ray.
Signed by no one.
Right.
Unsigned.
If you want, though, if you want.
We'll sign it.
We'll sign them.
Yes.
Otherwise, signed
unsigned.
By no one.
Unsigned.
So you can look forward to that if you're listening to us live.
Yes, and I think we may indeed have other things to give away there.
Sure.
So that will be very exciting. That is Saturday, October the 8th, I think, sir?
I believe it's the 9th. I think the con
the
is the 8th, 9th, and 10th.
Okay, so the 9th. Sirius XM, Sirius 197, XM 202. Don't forget, you can join us for that show by getting a free, what is it, trial, right?
Oh, right. And I'll put that link up on the website next week.
Terrific. So there you go.
Don't forget also, you can check us out at New York Comic Con booth.
Uh-huh.
What are we this week?
This week?
437? 428.
428,
sorry. I've already created the Facebook event, mm-hmm. so you can go check that out if you're fans of us at Facebook.
Right.
And I will be posting information on the first of our guests Saturday morning. Our first guest is Drill One. He sent us a picture, and
right.
he has it on his site. Some of the pieces that he's bringing with him. So I'm going to be posting that later today. And by the time you hear this, you might see the information on our second guest that day as
right.
well. And I'm going to continue to post stuff on that Facebook page
right.
between now and the show of who our guests are, some of the things they're bringing.
And Drill One has actually listed some things, right?
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah, he there's a picture of the pieces he's bringing with him.
Right, so form a single line,
yeah,
and everyone will be dealt with first come, first serve. And for those of you sleeping overnight, remember, be very careful. It's Manhattan.
Right.
And I think that's just it. And also, we may invite a lucky fan or two to join us at our live SiriusXM show.
Yeah, I think we're going to have some sort of contest on Saturday, but I don't know how we're going to work it yet.
Right.
Might be a raffle. Something.
And, right. So that also means if we do end up bringing any special guests with us to the show that night, of course, you will be hanging with the stars, as
right.
they say.
So there it is.
Yeah. Could be a lot of fun.
All right.
Could be a lot of fun.
Is that it for this
When's
week?
The Geek Girls thing?
That is Friday night. The
oh, that's
Geek
Friday.
Girls Friday night. If you go to the Geek Girls Network site and on the blog, you'll see Kristen over there. There's a tweet up on the Friday night of New York Comic Con.
Right.
I think Kirby Crackle is going to be playing, for those of you who know him or them. And I think we're definitely going to be there, so you should check
OG,
that out.
OG, what did
as well.
We talk about on this episode of Big Kev's Geek Stuff?
Talked about Kate Beckinsale in Underworld 4. Who the hell is going to be helming Superman? Star Wars in 3D. Brad Pitt is not Moriarty. Mark Ruffalo is motion capture Hulk. And something else.
Black Panther is taking over for Daredevil in the Daredevil book while Daredevil Reborn happens in Marvel.
Out on DVD this week. Iron Man 2, Get Him to the Greek, Superman, Batman, Apocalypse, Scrub, The Complete Ninth Season, the butter, a little box of butters pack, and Family Guy partial terms of endearment.
In comics this week, it's Kevin Smith's Kato number 4, Batman Detective Comics 869, Captain America 610, and the hardcover volume 1 of American Vampire. What a terrific book. Any of those American Vampire cats going to be there?
You know what? I don't know. I should check that out, though. I'd love to meet Scott Snyder, the writer, and I'd love to meet Raphael Albuquerque.
And you know who else I want? Is Riley Rossmo going to be there? The guy from Cowboy Ninja Viking.
Oh, I don't know. Probably.
Maybe he's attending the convention that we're attending this weekend, OG.
Oh, maybe.
Which, of course, is the Big Apple Con.
Right.
Of course, depending
on when you hear this.
Exactly. It may have been great, or it may be great. But in any event, we'll be there as, I'm not sure when exactly, as patrons. We will not have a booth, nor will we provide guests and so on and so forth. So we'll be just like everybody else.
So
wondering why the hell we're there.
Exactly.
So, but, sir, in respect, they do have Ahmed Best as one of their guests.
Okay.
So, Jar Jar Binks himself.
Yeah, woo.
I'm excited.
All right.
I went to high school with Ahmed Best.
That's great.
So it would be nice to see him.
Don't forget, you can check us out each and every week over at BigKevsGeekStuff.com, where we have all of our episodes online, as well as our Studio Vs. You can give us a call over at the GVM, send us an email, follow us on Twitter, Facebook. If you want to advertise on the show or maybe sponsor the show,
yes.
That is over there as well.
Uh-huh.
And
let me tell you, now is the time, my friends. Our numbers have never been higher.
That is true.
So advertise, sponsor the show. This would be, now we need to make a very specific statement here. This would be the podcast.
Yes, this is for Big Kev's Geek Stuff, the podcast.
Right, that's the sponsorship. As far as the advertising, you're advertising on the website.
Right.
Or on the podcast. We have nothing to do with advertising with regards to SiriusXM.
That's correct.
You got to call SiriusXM.
Although,
and then
if
people,
you advertise on the website,
right,
you will get some of the benefits
of
you
will get
the SiriusXM
exactly.
audience.
You'll get the SiriusXM traffic. So there it is. And I will end this podcast as we end all podcasts of Big Kev's Geek Stuff by saying, good night, Just Mike, wherever you are.
And on that note, we cue the music.
Roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea. Roads go ever, ever on, under cloud and under star, yet feet that wandering have gone will turn at last to home afar. Over snow by winter sown, and through the merry flowers of June, over grass and over stone, under the mountains in the moon, roads go ever, ever on, over rock and under tree, by caves where never sun has shone, by streams that never find the sea.